Pilder Joseph, good morning. Can you hear me?
Kia ora, good morning.
Oh, Greg. Kia ora, how are you? It's so nice to have you on the phone. Off island at the moment. Thank you for spending some time on an important Saturday morning. I understand there's a birthday in your file now, so we won't keep you long. But look, Paolo, you've just completed and are about to screen publicly Moe's Hook, a feature-length film on the tragedies that go with suicide in New Zealand, particularly with rangatahi. Is that right?
That's correct, Greg.
Yep. Yeah. So, it's not your first film. Was this your more challenging film?
No, I think all the films have their challenges in a good way. You know, I think the challenges are part of the journey, and they kind of add to the final fruition or outcome. So,
oh, yeah.
I wouldn't say it's the most challenging. It's definitely the largest production.
It's a feature-length film, right? 90 minutes?
Yeah, it's 90 minutes, the film. And in saying that, yeah, it has been quite a considerable production in terms of, you know, the amount of crew that we've had at different times and the content, I guess.
The content is challenging. Yeah. The film centres on a hikoi wairua of five families travelling from Parihaka to the Hokianga, or in fact right up to Cape Reanga. And these families have all lost somebody to one of New Zealand's great issues, which is youth suicide. I understand that the film is a mixture of fiction and documentary, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Greg. And I would say the kind of main emphasis there was that, you know, whereas adults are, you know, more mature audience are more likely to go and see a documentary, you know, it's always a challenge to get young people to watch documentaries. So we have got a drama element to the film. And I think it's quite, you know, I'd like to think that it's woven in there quite subtly. One of the things that we do when we're prior to finalising the film, you know, the final cut, is that we have a bit of a test screening. So I had a couple of young Canadians, actually my wife's niece and her boyfriend at the time, and they watched it. And you know, at the end of the film, they said, "So how did you get those families to act in the film?"
That's amazing.
They didn't know. I mean, after the first 5 minutes, they were kind of drawn into it and watched it really as a film, you know, and didn't really have any questions around it being a documentary or a drama. So that's kind of what we wanted, especially with a young audience. And
that's a tricky thing in the editing suite, I suppose, to blend drama and documentary on such a tender issue.
Yeah, it was, and I think especially for those whānau that are involved and right. For the actors. So, you know, there was a lot of start-stopping even, you know, within our hikoi that went up to Te Rere Ngā Wairua, with those whānau, and that they were all briefed prior to the beginning of our kaupapa and our film as to why we had the drama on board, so there needed to be a lot of tolerance, I guess, from their side of things. And they were quite amazing in that. For them, I guess, you know, the main purpose, the main kind of motivation for them to be a part of the film really was about saving lives. They thought, you know, if they could save one life, then they'll be doing something worthwhile. So in having that drama as a part of the film and understanding why, they were okay with it, you know.
Did they trust you, if that's the right word, Paolo? Did they feel part of this a bit more because of your background as a psychologist and a leader, if you'll excuse the term, within the Te Ao Māori, at least on Waiheke? Yeah. And did you bring your knowledge of the human spirit to the film like that?
Yeah, I think in the Māori world it's a little bit like that, you know, like that trust is something that is, you know, it goes with over time, you know. So I think with a few of the whānau that are in the film, there was a relationship to begin with.
Aye.
So, you know, that definitely helped. With the other whānau that were involved in the film, then there was the trust element came through other people, or other people had been part of the production.
Mm.
You know, for example, one whānau from Rotorua was very, you know, close to our producer, Karen Waka. So,
yeah.
You know, and then there was another whānau up north, the Albert whānau, and they were very close with Tania Papali'i, who is the suicide prevention coordinator up north. So, you know, their trust is huge, you know, for a kaupapa like this. But I think, you know, because of those connections prior, and there was a big build-up to it as well, you know, so it wasn't just like we kind of decided, you know, 2 weeks prior to shooting that we'd go out and do it. You know, there's a kind of a year build-up, really, especially with the communication with those whānau that we're going to be involved. And, you know, one of our whānau are from Waiheke too, so... it's an important film, I think, for Waiheke.
Well, it was going to be one of my next questions, Paula. Part of the film's kaupapa is it has a travelling kaupapa, and with it workshops, community workshops around suicide prevention. And I wondered if it was coming to Waiheke.
Well, I think we need to bring it to Waiheke. I mean, as I say, there's my affinity with Waiheke, and my love really for the island, but in saying that as well, there is a whānau that features within the film from Waiheke.
Aye.
So I think it's important on that level that we
haven't got that planned yet. You can't give us a date.
No, not really. Well, with the film festival, the film's actually going to be showing in about 11 cities all around New Zealand.
But yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you said earlier on that the tickets are selling well.
Well, they were. For the premiere, they're selling pretty fast. I mean, the ASB showed the ASB down by the wharf there when you come in on the ferry from Waiheke.
The new ASB Theatre?
Yeah. I mean, that's quite large, so it can fit a lot of people in there. And there's a screening on the 21st, that's a premiere, but then there's a screening the next day there too, which is on the 22nd if people miss out on getting tickets for the premiere. But Waiheke, I mean, probably after October sometime we can bring it to Waiheke, to the theatre there. Have to talk to Mateus on that one.
Yeah, you will. Mateus, you're listening, get in touch with Paola. Hey, but look, the film's been described as a courageous journey exposing, this is a review, I guess, from Monique Faliafa, and she says, Maui's Hook is a courageous journey exposing the raw reality of pain, grief and loss for whānau in the aftermath of suicide, yet spiritually uplifting and healing for those involved and the viewer too. You must be pretty pleased with that summary.
Yeah, I definitely. I think, I was asked the other day. I was asked the other day if the end product of the film is what I envisaged from the outset, and it is. I'm happy to say that it is what I imagined it would be.
Hmm.
And you know, those people who have seen the film, I believe, are moved. You know, primarily by the whānaus, the whānau who feature in the film, their testimonies are moved by that. And, as I say, I think they're just drawn into the film in its entirety, really, and what it represents. And, you know, it doesn't have, I suppose, in an obvious way, it doesn't have the solutions up front. But what it does is that, but there's some subtle messages there that come forth from the whānau in terms of suicide prevention.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is it's a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know for sure that it will get people talking, and it will also hopefully remove some of that stigma associated with suicide for those families who have had their loved ones take their life and who have been left behind with the grief and the perceived shame that goes with that, because I, you know, I say to people, there's no shame. I mean,
it's easy for us to say that, isn't it?
It is, but we've all been touched by it in some way. That's why I say, I mean, there wouldn't be one whānau out there that hasn't been touched by suicide, at least in terms of the extended whānau.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that they know, an uncle, you know, an auntie, a friend, you know. So, you know, quite often we just think, well, it hasn't touched us. I mean, one of the whānau talk about that in the film. They said, well, we didn't really think about suicide that much until it happened to us.
Yeah.
You know, our taumātua, who talks on the film, Te Ariki Morihu, and he said, you know, it just might happen.
Right.
And so, to you, so in saying that, you know, it's worthwhile, I think, to have that conversation, you know, rather than sweeping it under the carpet. I think that's what the film does.
Yeah, it's such a different world from when I was young and starting out in media, and we were so strongly told not to discuss it, not to use the word, not to put it in a headline. And I know there was this change in the mid 2000s, and people started questioning that philosophy. And I think 10 years later, we've now got films like yours. And I'd just like to personally congratulate you on what an amazing journey. And I know you're not somebody who puts themselves up as the star, but Paura, it looks like an amazing movie, and I can't wait to see it in a good way, I promise. And I hope you can get it to Waiheke. And thank you very much for sharing your Saturday morning with us, special day for one of your tamariki, I understand. So go and enjoy the birthday. And hey, look, thank you very much for talking to us. And I'll give our listeners some advice if they're not feeling great on where they can seek help. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for that, Greg.
Kia ora, bro. And we'll see you when you get back to the island, whenever that is next.
Okay. Aloha nui.
Ka kite. Paura Joseph, director and filmmaker, whose new movie, Moe's Hook, will play at the New Zealand International Film Festival. Well-known islander, of course, though currently off-island. Before I introduce our next guest, I need to just... after our interview with Paura Joseph this morning, let listeners know if they're worried about themselves or somebody else's mental health, the best place to get help is your local GP or local mental health providers. However, if you or someone else is in danger or endangering others, call police immediately on 111. If you need to talk to someone else, Lifeline is on 0800 543 354. That's 0800 543 354. Suicide Crisis Helpline is 0508 828 865. That is 0508 Tau Toko. Youthline is on 0800 376 633. And Rainbow Youth can be contacted on 09376 4155. That's 09376 4155.